Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 6th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 6.5 cents, closing at 364.25. That was a 6 cent rally off of the 830 lows. It was a 9 cent rally off the overnight lows. July beans down 12 cents, closing at 830.25. That was approximately 13 cents off the lows. We traded as much as four higher than that. So at one point, we were only down about 8 cents on the day. Wheat rallied. Kansas City actually closed higher. Chicago was down 3/4 at 437.25 on the July contract. So we were able to rally the beans, the corn, and the wheat. You know, corn, better part of a 9.5 cent rally off the lows from last night. The beans, we rallied as much as 18 cents off the lows. The wheat rallied as much as 11.5 cents off the lows. Now, we didn't quite close there, but, you know, it was an impressive comeback. The Dow Jones, which was down over 500 points, 550 last night, is only down 160 points right now. We've rallied the Dow 300 points, 350 points, since the opening at 8:30 here today. We're right on our highs right now. Now, why is anybody looking to buy this break if there is no trade deal? I have no idea. You know, maybe you buy the corn because the weather's going to be wet here this weekend, but I don't think that the corn plantings are going to be as far behind as some people think out here. And if there is no trade deal, why would you rally the stock market? Why would you rally the grains? Frankly, I don't understand it. The president has flip-flopped in the administration. I can, at least 10 times, we've seen a positive statement followed by a negative statement. You know, last week it was all, everything looks great, we're going to have a deal. And then Sunday he comes out with this nonsense that if we don't have a deal by Friday, he's pulling the plug and adding more tariffs on. Why would the market rally after that? Maybe he made the tweet to get these prices lower to give somebody an opportunity to buy something. I don't know. Is he going to come out with a tweet on Wednesday saying, well, you know, Wednesday we had the meetings and it looks pretty good, so we won't see any need to put additional tariffs on. Who knows? All I know is that the market is tired of all this flip-flopping on these tweets, and it needs to stop, in my opinion. I don't know. It's certainly not doing the American farmer any good out here. We're trying to build some kind of a base. We had the funds on the run on Friday a little bit, and the weather was not great, and we should have been higher here, but the president, his tweet just destroyed that out here. So hopefully we can see the continued bounce for whatever reasons and get a chance out here and get these funds to cover these big short positions. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.